going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually, some of the things that people are saying about Hannah are not effing awesome.
No.
So we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and Hannah said she's almost ready to cry because of some of the things that were said on the text line. So I want to address some of those things and address the text line for a second. A couple of things. What started off as a simple conversation, if you missed it, is we were joking around if Hannah should have told on her nephew, who was almost 18, and he was grounded from his phone, and she lives with her sister-in-law and her brother, and so they weren't around. He knew where the phone was, so he went and got it, and she's like, I don't know, am I supposed to say something in this situation? And we had a conversation on something that I think happens to a lot of us, like where you don't know if you're supposed to tell on someone or not. Like, I don't know, am I supposed to step in on this situation or not? Do I let it go? That was the premise of the conversation. And the goal of the show is to share our lives, and you can go, oh, I've been in a similar situation, or share those things back. And so that means we want your opinion on things that we do in our life. We want your opinion. We welcome your opinion. We hope that you have different opinions. We have different opinions in the room with each other. So disagreements are totally natural and totally okay. What is not okay is to be mean.
Yeah.
Or
full insulting,
on attack mode.
Exactly, no doubt.
Or full on attack mode. It's one thing to say, hey, this is my opinion of the situation. And so I'm going to highlight some of the hate for a second to show you what it looks like behind the scenes that we deal with almost on a regular and everyday basis. And just in hopes that you can just think about it for yourself in your everyday life. So, Hannah, can you read the text messages you received after we told that story? That was the story, and then this is what it turned into.
Yeah, two listeners today really decided to go for the throat of me. One of them said, Hannah should get an effing life and find a place to live on her own. She's an adult that has a professional job. She's not perfect. She's actually far from it. I'm sure she wasn't even close to it when she was 18. Get a life.
Okay. One, Hannah's never pretended to be perfect.
Right.
Let's address that. Yeah. Secondly, the living situation usually is no one else's business. Okay.
No.
So I'll address
right
that sometimes people have different opinions. We were just talking about like, oh, what do our parents think if we can move in back in from college? You can have an opinion on, hey, this is what I think people should do and they should go get their own jobs and they should go do this. But people's living situation isn't like something for like for you to be like, well, they're a loser because of it. You could be like, oh, I wouldn't do that in my situation. Hannah's living with her sister-in-law and her brother post-breakup. She was mm-hmm. living with her boyfriend. They broke up, and family picks you up when you needed it. But truthfully, that's none of your business either.
Yeah, right.
Like, we can have mm-hmm. a conversation, but what makes it even more none of your business is that wasn't the conversation we were having.
Exactly. No, that yeah. has nothing right. to do with no, it.
We were exactly talking about right. should she tell and read it on the person. It'd be one thing if Hannah said, hey guys, do you think I should go get an apartment? And we opened up the phone lines or not.
Right.
We weren't talking about where she should live. So, like, why are you bringing it up? Like, well, she should go get her own place.
Exactly. And if you listen to the show, you know it's radio. And you know there is no money in radio.
She cannot afford
to live on her own.
Yeah. She has it in a box down by the river.
And then someone else decided to really go for something that would hurt me. And they said that throughout this lesson, you can learn to be an aunt. Like, saying that. I wasn't a good aunt at that time, which is so offensive because that is such an important title to me.
Mm.
So I didn't like that.
I just want to highlight that, like, we're still people. Like, we want you to come into the show. We want you to text in. We want your opinions. But, like, we're still humans. And so, like, when you text people that, like, oh, you suck as an aunt, or you're a loser and you should do this, and you swear at somebody, you know, like, we read every one of those texts. We take every single phone call.
Also, the fact that Hannah was thinking so deeply about this, and the fact, like, did I do the right thing? Like, give me your opinions, means that you are a great aunt because you're trying to do the right thing. And I think, you know, if you were to look back and be like, maybe I shouldn't have done that, next time you won't, because you're always trying to grow. You're always trying to do better. Or you're like, no, you know what? I do think I did the right thing. And I think that I was being protective and keeping the respect in the house and all that kind of stuff. Like, you are not a bad aunt in any way, shape, or form.
And I think when it comes to being an aunt or being a parent, like, it is, I've learned this. Like, I was really surprised by this when I became a dad, because, like, I've always heard, like, oh, man, people are so judgmental. And then I, like, became a dad. And I'm like, ah, no one's going to judge me. And I have, like, really thick skin. I'm, like a robot when it comes to that stuff. But I would, like, catch people judging me as a dad or parent. And I'm like, wow, people really are judging. It's crazy out there. And it's the most interesting thing, because I always say this. I think that everybody has their own way of being an aunt or parent. And if you're trying
Nothing
your best.
Nothing is black and white.
Yeah. Right. And if you are trying your best, you are doing it right. Right? Like, it just really comes down to effort. Like, we're all just trying to figure it out. And it's okay.
As long as everything is coming out of a place of love.
Yeah.
Well, I was just in a position where I didn't, if I wasn't a good aunt in the moment, then I wouldn't have been a good sister, or I wouldn't have been, like, a good, an adult. Like, I just felt like no matter what, like, I was questioning my choices. But yeah, for that person to say that, like, throughout this, you can learn to be a better aunt. Like, that was a hurtful text to read.
You look like you were just ready to just start bawling.
Yeah. I don't really want to talk about it anymore. That was mean.
And see, that's the worst part of all of it is, you know, what we do is we talk for a living. And when your words come in and they hurt and they wound, it makes us, you know, second guess what we're doing. Don't let them do that. Don't let those haters change you, Hannah, because that's not what this is about.
Thank you, Kev.
Yeah. Now we have to learn how to be a good host. Thanks a lot. One thing we got going for us is we're still commercial free, and we're still with you every step of the way. Even when we're in tears, we'll still be there with you.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.